Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show, episode 240. Number 240 coming at you. I'm Rod. He's Darren. Hi, Dupes.
Good morning.
I'm checking in. I love this morning. Good morning from St. Paul, Alberta, Fredericton, New Brunswick, Emory Street. Where the hell's that? Good morning from Ohio. So we are for certain continent-wide today.
Yes.
Maybe global. Ready to talk sports? My heart is just slowing down, by the way. Before we get into today's guests, which I think are super cool, another great job by Clark today in the guest lineup thing, and get to our quick six show topics. My heart's slowing down because in our morning meeting that we have every day, I got circled by all our tech people. Ryan came out, Jordan came out, and producer Clark, and they're just standing there. And I've been in those scenarios several times, and they're looking, Rod, there's something we need to talk about. And I'm like, what? You've got green sleeves on that Ryder bunny hug that you're wearing right now. It might not work against the green skin. Can you go sit in your chair, and we'll check? Oh, thank God. And as it turned out, for those that are watching on Facebook, it comes up as gray, but it could be far worse. They were afraid that my hands were going to be
floating.
What'd they call them?
Floating.
Dancing hands?
Floating.
Floating hands?
Floating hands, yeah.
Says, Rod, we need to talk.
This is a safe space.
This is a safe space. Been through spider senses, flashbacks. Anyways, why I'm so excited about the show today is a couple things. Gene Principe is going to be on the program, Edmonton Oilers Sportsnet TV host. I got a lot of questions for him about the Stanley Cup playoffs and are the Oilers a Stanley Cup contender. But here's the really big one. Joel Anthony. Does that name mean anything to you? Because quite frankly, it didn't to me last week when the Hamilton Honey Badgers of the CEBL announced him as a consultant. He's going to work in the personnel department of the Hamilton Honey Badgers. Joel Anthony, we thought. And then Clark's clarified it's Joel Anthony. I looked him up. I'm on the bike pedaling today. Tour de Rod, day 47. And I did his Wikipedia. It's Joel Anthony, as Clark pointed out. From Montreal, originally. Two-time NBA champion with the Miami Heat. And he's not just some Rudy Poo Dupes. He averaged 20 minutes a game in the 2011 NBA Finals with the Miami Heat against the Dallas Mavericks, which the Heat lost, and then rebounded and won the next two, as you know.
Wow.
He's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Huge.
But I also remember whoever was calling the series, let's just say Marv Albert, maybe it was Mike Breen, one of those guys, calling him Joel Anthony. Like, when you sit back, do you not remember Anthony with the Miami Heat? It's him.
The name just rings a bell. And
I just remember him whizzing up and down the court.
Yeah.
And they were getting his name wrong.
What a get for Hamilton to have him as a consultant.
What a get for Clark.
Yeah.
Forget about the Honey Badgers.
I know, but that, like, just like when Charles Barkley and Justin Thomas were going back and forth. He's like, you know, you're professional golfers. Like, is that shot really amazing? You're expected to do that. And he's like, can't you? I'd like to see you dunk a ball, right? It's the same thing with Clark. I'm just so used to these guests. It's routine now for him to get a home run.
I think it's used for everybody. But I have said over the past couple of weeks, I've realized I can't take for granted the guests that are coming on this show.
That's true.
You know, it's so wonderful that they do. So Joel Anthony, now of the Hamilton Honey Badgers, but formerly two-time champion of the NBA. Sean Simpson from TSN Ottawa. We all want to get his take on the 2014 Stanley Cup playoffs. And Cameron Hughes, super fan Cameron Hughes. And I got a lot of questions for him, by the way. I think it was the very last Rush game I was at. He was right in the aisle beside me, ripping his shirts off and stuff. Remember that game?
We got more DMs of people excited for Cameron Hughes to come on this show than a lot of other guests that we usually have.
I know.
It's pretty awesome.
By the way, checking in from Winnipeg, John Ohm. He says, good morning from the squirrel capital of Canada. I thought it was my head. It's the squirrel capital. Or at least my backyard. Is Winnipeg the squirrel capital? You can't be the capital of two things. They're the Slurpee capital. Right?
That I didn't know.
Can you not just be satisfied with being the Slurpee capital? The frozen diabetes juice capital of Canada? What are you laughing at?
It's just my mind. It's going back to old memories of the old show, the diabetes juice. Anyways.
Jeff the Stamps fan writes in. He says, your guests are amazing, Rod. Amazing work you guys do. Thank you, Jeff the Stamps fan. I appreciate it. So let's dive into the quick six show topics, okay, in this portion of the show we affectionately call the rollout for Flooring Superstore. A CFL personnel slash front office guy called me last night. I couldn't wait to tell you this. And he is extremely optimistic that the CFL will play this year. And that's kind of run through a theme of our points here, by the way, through. But I, as was on my commentary on Cat Country FM this morning, Cat Country 98, Monday seemed like a real turning the corner day in pro sports. The NFL says we're going to play in front of full stadiums. The NCAA says our season's going to kick off August 29th. This guy's calling me from a CFL front office last night, a personnel guy. Said just he's running through all the scenarios of how his team's going to do. And I'm thinking, whoa, 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 what did I miss? How are we going to play? I didn't ask how, why, where. I just rejoiced with him. That's awesome. Looking very positive. And did Randy Ambrosi not look like he knew something that we didn't know yesterday? Honestly,
he hinted at it. And he's like, I got some good news coming. And he was really coy. And he had that little smile on his face like a kid, you know, going to bed at Christmas on Christmas Eve. I mean, that's exciting. But isn't that the wonderful thing about communications and as a leader getting out in front of people? Like from one day to one day to the next, we have woken up this morning with just a large amount of optimism and excitement that there's going to be a season where, as much as a couple of days ago, we're not sure.
Right.
That's all it is. Come out and keep your message positive.
So I just want to say that a CFL front office personnel type, very optimistic they're going to play, that the whole CFL will be playing. By the way, that guy in Ohio that's watching, Jay Adams, he says, hey, Rod, with your Wyverns game on TV, will you be watching to see your big donger on TV? The big donger needs to pick it up, by the way. He is nowhere near the home run lead in Korean baseball. And this morning I got on, I was up pretty early today, started biking, turned on the TV. It was the post-game show of the KBO on TSN.
Wow. That's cool.
Which was with American announcers, by the way. The ESPN baseball guys were breaking down the KBO game that had just been played.
Wow.
It's mind-blowing.
Right?
I'll get to the KBO in a second. I'm only at point two. Because we're going to be covering the NFL a lot. ESPN, just this morning, released their NFL Power Index. Are you familiar with this?
I've seen it.
Yeah, so every year they break down with analytics the chances of teams making the playoffs, winning the Super Bowl, and so forth. So I wrote down the top five teams in terms of percentages, plus your team, because they're not on the top five, of winning the Super Bowl this year, okay? Based on ESPN releasing it this morning. Kansas City Chiefs, based on analytics, 21% chance to win the Super Bowl. That would be a repeat. They're number one. They're the favorites. Number two, the Baltimore Ravens, who took the biggest leap from a year ago to where they are now, 17%. New Orleans Saints, if you could believe, 13% with a healthy Drew Brees.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers, 12%. And, of course, they were in the Super Bowl last year, representing the NFC. The Dallas Cowboys, America's team. 5% chance of winning the Super Bowl, which doesn't seem like a lot. That's the fifth highest in the NFL.
That's the fifth highest?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if I may, the Tennessee Titans, 1.5%.
They always count us out.
That's a chance. What are you talking about?
It's a great bet in Vegas. To go to Vegas, I mean, you can't, but to put $20 down on the Titans about this time of year, I do it almost every year. And like on $20, the payout's like $1,500. It's pretty great. But yeah, the Dallas Cowboys, I mean, the division hasn't been strong the last few years. So all of a sudden, the chances of winning your division are better, having a better playoff seed. Yeah, it increases your chance to get to the Super Bowl.
It's funny. So our viewers are chiming in, and I knew you'd ask. And before I answer your questions on this, where your team rates, this is ESPN's balls on the table moment. Four teams have zero chance of winning the Super Bowl. Would you not think before training camp even opens, you've got no chance? Jaguars, Bengals, Redskins, Panthers.
I was going to try and guess.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Four teams have zero chance. Like, why would you even go to the park if you were a fan?
right?
Zero. So anyways, you got your Neil Shuchuk watching in White Court, Alberta. He asked, what are the Seahawks chance? They got a 3% chance, the Seahawks. Same as the New England Patriots. Listen, I'm not going to sit here and read you the answers all day to your questions. You can go to ESPN.com right now. It's there. Dan Millett writes it. He says, so you're telling me there's no chance? I'm not telling you. ESPN's telling you. If you're a fan of the Jaguars, Redskins, Panthers, or Bengals, you've got no chance. Isn't that hilarious to say?
It is funny. No chance. They haven't even started training camp. No. Like, literally walking into camp, and it's just like, what are we doing here? There is no chance of us winning. Like, literally, what are we doing?
I thought it was great.
Hope the breakfast is good.
Move it. I know we're spending too much time on this. I'm sorry, but we'll have fun with the NFL talk this year. Point three, from a CFL vernacular, listen, I would love for somebody to punch in the numbers and the power index in the NFL. It has the formula. You can punch in CFL numbers if you want. I'm not a math guy, not a numbers guy. So I went to just Googled CFL Grey Cup odds for 2020. And this immediately what came up, Canadasportsbetting.ca. Yeah. We've talked about this before, but I'll say it again for those that who missed it. Hamilton's the favorite to win the Grey Cup this year. Saskatchewan second. Calgary three. Hamilton, Saskatchewan, Calgary, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Montreal, BC, Ottawa, Toronto. Are we going so far as to say, Toronto, you have no chance? Are we?
Like, not even 0.1%? Like, it's flatlining. Zero. Yeah.
I don't know, but that's the CFL version of the power index as we sit here today on May the 26th. Moving on, point four. I meant to bring this up yesterday. I'll do it today. Is bulletin board material overrated? Do you really think it works? Reason being, when did Tom Brady flip the switch on Sunday? When did it happen?
When Charles Barkley was in his head.
When Charles Barkley started trash talking.
Yeah.
Because Tom was at the lowest of the low in his round, and Charles Barkley starts trashing him and saying, I want a piece of you. I want to play against you. I'm going to take your money. And all of a sudden, Tom just, you saw in his eyes, he snapped.
Well, Charles Barkley is notoriously bad at golf. And he's like, Tom, how many strokes do I got to give you? Because I want a piece of it. He was going to give Tom Brady strokes. Like, he was coming out saying how much better he was than Tom Brady. He's like, in his ear, hey, Tom, I got 25,000 if you hit the green. Misses the green by like 30 yards. I should have said, if you keep it on the planet.
Like, oh, he's all over him.
He's all over him.
So, but that's when Tom turned it on. So here's my point. I don't want to ask you, and we'll ask all of our guests along the way today if bulletin board material works. It just reminded me of a story that a coach called me of the team that I was broadcasting 4 years ago. And he said, listen, would you mind backing off on talking all the noise about our opponent this week? Like, would you mind stopping? Because you're firing them up. And I said, listen, I'm in the middle of selling this game out, okay? You coach the team, I'll promote the game. Let's just stick to each other's jobs. And he's like, okay, good. He wasn't mad. And the team went out and won the game anyways. I had that much confidence in our team. But you know what I'm saying? He's like, don't give them the bulletin board material, which is also fair. But that was also, you knew what I do. That was my thing. And it worked. It sold out the stadiums.
Yeah.
It sold tickets.
That's the struggle the teams are in. They don't want any bad press. They don't want anything that's going to make them look bad or give the other team, you know, something, you know, an edge. But yet, that stuff's needed to sell tickets. And that's why there's been so much love for this team. I think, you know, I don't want to, you know, give you all the credit, but it does. It coincides, you know, your 20-year run, you know, as the voice of that team, and popularity just rose and rose and rose throughout the time, you know. And I think, you know, you look at 2013 maybe being the peak of it, but the bulletin board material is interesting. These are professional athletes. People often say, if you got to get up to play the game, if I got to say something that's going to get you up to play this game, then you probably don't belong in this locker room. I don't know. The bulletin board material stuff works because all of these kids, I think of kids in the junior sports, junior hockey, and, you know, university football that we cover. But then at the pro level, they're all friends. They all grew up playing in the same AAA circuits or the same, you know, select group and the same all-star teams. So they all know each other from the same academies and everything else. So
the hate has gone.
There's no hate. So when you can get a little bulletin board material and a little bit of hate, I think it goes a long way.
Yeah, we'll ask the guys if they know of any stories of history of that being the case. Mm-hmm. You know, but my thing was like, I believe in you guys, clearly. That's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Now, would you please go out and prove it? And they did.
Yeah.
And the game was sold out. What's the problem? By the way, question from Jason in Red Deer. Says, hey, squad, sorry I'm late. Did Dupes drop any F-bombs yet? Not yet today, and I expect that's a one and done. But I have to say something. When I was on the radio in Toledo on Sunday morning on ESPN The Zone,
yep.
The Sunday morning show, the cheap seats that I go on from time to time, the host, Mick Gonzalez, said, hey, tell Dupes to watch his mouth. He was watching.
Wow.
Thursday. Can you please tell me why we're very big in Ohio?
I don't know. You know,
I think it's because there's a lot of they're football fans.
It's a football community for sure. And Ohio and those kind of some of those northern states, they're a lot like Canada. Some of them, like Michigan, kind of referred to as Canada's sister, right? Like they're all pretty similar.
First, I've heard that
to what we've what we're used to up here. So maybe they can relate to us.
Must be. I don't know. I just like it. I say hi to everybody in Ohio this morning. Moving on to point five. Another reason for optimism and why I say Monday was a turning the corner day in the sports world. NFL saying they plan to have full stadiums when they kick off in September. Not now that they're going to kick off as scheduled. Now they're saying we're going to open the stadiums. And the NCAA football saying that they will be kicking off August 29th. They didn't talk about the full stadiums or not. But they're saying they're kicking off, which is positive, too. Do you know what the difference is that I learned this morning? Why they're talking like this?
What's that?
The advancements in testing have come so far in the last 6 weeks to 2 months that if we're talking about September, where's it going to be by then?
Right.
And where's the virus going to be by then? And maybe that's why that CFL front office guy was so excited when he called last night. Like, I just think there's an undercurrent of things going on that we don't even know about. And would that surprise you? Wouldn't surprise me.
No, it wouldn't surprise me.
They basically, I saw this coverage from news and medical experts that were discussing it on ESPN this morning, but they've been working round the clock behind the scenes for weeks to come up with adequate testing. So it's not going to eradicate the virus per se, but if you have it, we're going to find out soon. Yeah. And you won't be allowed to enter the facility, but we're going to keep playing.
Yeah.
That's positive.
Oh, sure it is. Absolutely. It's great because now you know if you have enough tests, you can test every game if you want. Test as often
well,
as you want.
Exactly.
Make sure that everybody's healthy entering the building.
Point six, as it's our last point before we bring in Gene Principe from Sportsnet Edmonton, Oilers broadcast. Is it fair for some university sports to play and not others? Because when you saw the news release from Canada West, football's playing. Hockey's shortened. Am
yep.
I right?
Yep.
Who wasn't going to play?
I don't know if there was, I don't know if I saw anybody not going to play, but they had alternate schedules and they had plans drawn out. And so basketball's short and they're going to play a lot of within your province, within your region more often. Hockey's down to 20 games. I think they played 48 before that. So they're down to 20 games on their season. Football is five, play everybody once. So that's it. I think it's okay. I think it's fair.
I do, but in an NCAA, they've got a little wider sports programs, tennis, swimming, golf, that we don't have in our university
programs.
Not in programs.
Saskatchewan.
No, not in Saskatchewan, fair.
Yeah.
But, so those, for instance, pools are closed. So what are the swimmers going to do? And they're kind of, the bitching is, oh yeah, you're going to put the football players out there because you're going to make billions of dollars off the TV contract. Well, I'm sorry, you're just not making billions off swimming. At some point, are you not saying that just that's life?
Yeah.
You should have realized this by now, NCAA?
Well, and there's that difference. Like you said, they're making billions off TV deals. Okay, well, that means we can, there's more money to cover more testing, to cover more stringent health, you know, restrictions,
yeah,
and make sure that more things are taken care of. It's hard to do when you're not bringing money to bring all those extra people in and take all those extra precautions. I think it's totally okay. The if I can't do it, you can't do it scenario, I just don't ever buy into that in any aspect of life.
So the poll result for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center, as we sit here right now, the question, is it fair for some university sports to play in 2020 but not others? 57% of you say yes. 43% of you say no. We're into the hundreds of votes already. I haven't had the poll up that long. It's clearly a polarizing issue. So that's the quick six show topics we'll get into with all of our guests today. This is the rollout for Flooring Superstore. I just want to tell one funny story, by the way, which I wanted to get to yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm walking around Wascana Lake yesterday with my buddy Joel, who's probably listening right now. When's the last time you walked around Wascana Lake?
It's been a few weeks.
It's been a few weeks for me, too. So as we're walking, there was a guy coming the other way on a bike. He was wearing a Rams hoodie. He had some connection to the team. Might have been a coach, alum or something. He's like, wrong way. I'm like, hey, good morning. I just kept walking. Then people are walking at me, and they're like, you're going the wrong way. And I turned to Joel, and I'm like, it was literally a John Candy, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles moment.
How do they know where
I'm
going?
How do they know which way I'm going? It's a little early to be drinking. They're drunk. Going the wrong way. Because I saw all these signs saying, wrong way, as I was walking. And I thought it was just a race that was from the day before and they left the signs up. You know how they have the races around the lake? I'm like, oh, yeah. So we get halfway around the lake. After the 12th person says, you're going the wrong way, I turned to Joel and I said, are we going the wrong way? He's like, yeah. He was too afraid to tell me.
Whoops.
So I said, let's turn around and go the other way, and we'll go halfway the other way past the bridge and then come back. He's like, okay, cool. So, John Candy, how do they know which way I'm going? morning.
That's funny.
So pay attention to signs, people.
You would never think to go past and look back and see that it says one way traffic on the other side of the sign. Why would you ever look back?
Why would you think, oh, they just left these up from yesterday. Whatever.
Yeah.
Come pick them up. We'll be back with Gene Principe, sports update. Lots on the way today. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
To the 16 guys who never back down, and to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Just checking the Prairie Mobile text line. It is open. You can write us anytime, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Prairie Mobile is your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Just got a text come in from the 403 dupes.
All right.
Good morning, Rod and Darren from Calgary. Zach. He usually says good morning, Rod Nation. So he's off his game this morning, clearly.
It's all right.
I'm going to pause the sports update for after our next interview as we bring in Rogers Sportsnet Oilers Gene Principe. Clark says that he is at home in front of a mantle somewhere. How you doing, Gino?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? I enjoyed your going the wrong way walk. I find myself doing that virtually every day now. You remember you tell your kids, look up. Well, now we got to look down because we got to see where the arrows are, where we're supposed to be going. And I must say this, one thing I don't like about the one-way stuff is when you're shopping at generally a grocery store more than anything, because it's limited space basically for two carts, right? One way. And people will stand right in the middle and they don't know what they're getting or where they're getting it from. And they just stand there and you're going, so can I walk by you back to back? Or am I supposed to wait? Are you heavy into COVID or maybe not so heavy into it? You're okay with it. Anyways, it's the new normal. I don't mind it, but sometimes I get confused by it.
I'm with you, and I'm halfway down that grocery aisle going the wrong way and going, is there a camera on me? Am I going to be kicked out of here? Yeah. So it's going on That's in Edmonton, right. too, is what you're telling me. It's not just here.
Yeah, it's everywhere. I guess lineups are something that we're sort of accustomed to, but I think we're now starting to get accustomed to them in places where we never had to line up the grocery store. I don't know if Canadian Tire's a sponsor. Hopefully they are, but they should be if they aren't, because I go there a lot. And when you're going to the bank, especially banks where it's pretty limited, 3 to 4 people inside at a time if you're not using an ATM. So, which is okay now, but certainly if we're 6 months from now and we're still doing this, or 8 months from now, you want to be timing everything quite nice, because you don't want to be standing outside in a prairie winter waiting for who knows how long to get inside.
I was in Canadian Tire on the weekend, bought a cribbage board, by the way, for Saturday night.
Oh, really? Of all things, you go to Canadian Tire to buy a cribbage board. Okay.
Who knew? Yeah, well, I didn't know where else to get it, and they had it. Gene.
That's great.
Gene, yes. Are the Edmonton Oilers Stanley Cup contenders?
Yes, I think so. Yes, because of the fact that they've rounded out their team. You know, I think in basketball, guys, you can kind of get away with a couple of superstars and a couple of good players who can almost play an entire game. I mean, LeBron has played 48 minutes a game. We've seen with the Last Dance docuseries that Michael played a lot, Scottie played a lot, and they had others. You know, with Leon and Connor, especially split up. So that takes care of about 40 minutes at center ice. And you've got to have 20 other minutes from another center iceman. But you're two forwards out of theoretically 12 that'll play. So they've rounded out with some role players that I think, including a kid born in Regina who ended up growing up in the States more than anything, Josh Archibald. And they've got some good, and I want to make sure, Chapaways, Ethan Bear, yep. who you had on your show, who's been nothing short of sensational. You know, when I think of that 2015 draft and sure Connor was first and they made the trade for Cam Talbot, which now has kind of turned into Mike Smith, and that's working in net. Then you get Caleb Jones as well as Ethan Bear. That turns into a very successful draft for the Oilers. We're starting to see that now. And the goaltending duo has worked. I think, guys, we're sort of past that 70-game goaltender. A lot of teams would like to have a 1-2 or 1-1A, and that's what the Oilers have. So, yeah, I think they've really rounded it out. And I should also give credit to Ken Holland, who knows what he's doing when it comes to building a team. And Dave Tippett knows what he's doing when it comes to coaching a team. So you throw it all together, and that's why the long answer is, yeah, I think they're more than just a really big superstar and a star. They're a lot more than that. And I think hopefully they'll get a chance to prove it.
I agree. By the way, if you want to make a note of this, if you just dropped an OCHAP on the broadcast, they would go nuts at OCHAPaways because that's the nickname.
Is that the name? Okay, good. I'm always, especially in this day and age, I certainly don't want to offend anyone with how something is termed, but OCHAP. So if I see Ethan come back at camp, or yeah, I guess like a training camp, and I say, how was OCHAP? He'll think highly of me.
He will beam, by the way. And I could talk about this with you all day, but they watch every game out there, viewing parties And you know, when he scores, he's got five goals. I mean, the roof goes off the town. So yeah, so O'Chapel. That's the key.
Yeah, okay, consider it done.
So a lot of fun questions coming in, serious questions. Somebody, Rachel said, Gene, can you tell us a pun? Do you get stopped on the street? Or have you created a monster?
Yes. Yes. You know, people are very kind. But literally, like, especially with teenagers, like a lot of young hockey playing, mostly guys, a few girls will just come up. Can you tell me a pun? And you're like, I don't know, you could be in Canadian Tire or at Sobeys, or you might be at a stoplight and you're just like, you know. So, I mean, I've had a nice off-season refresh here, but the wheels are starting to turn now, especially with we're in phase two with the idea that the league's coming back. But yeah, I do get that a lot. And while it is, you know, sometimes a bit of pressure, I guess it's a sign of flattery and it's a compliment that they do that. The one thing I try and tell them, if I have the time, with a lot of young people, they think I'm sort of the initiator of all this. Now, for those of us with a little more history under us, Ron McLean was the guy, right? Ron was Hockey Night in Canada. We'd wait for him and Donald S. Cherry, and at the end, Ron would hit you with an incredible way to finish the Coach's Corner segment. And of course, he does it during, you know, other parts of the broadcast. So it was just, what do they say? Imitation is the finest form of flattery. So I was just kind of following in Ron's footsteps. But some of the younger people think, no, I'm the one that set the footsteps. Nice of them to think, but we got to give credit where credit is due.
Sure, Ron knows, and I think he would be honored that you're doing that out in Western Canada, his home province. Colin in Ottawa is watching. He says, can you ask Gene if Edmonton is one of the favorites to be one of the so-called hub cities to host the playoffs?
Well, they should be. I mean, I really feel like they should be, and I shouldn't be just obviously because they got a team in the playoffs, because there's, well, going to be 24, 16 sort of legitimately, and then an extra eight that get a chance to play in, as Edmonton looks like they'll play Chicago. I know you've been here, and especially now with Ice District either fully complete or getting there, you honestly can literally and figuratively stay in a bubble of Rogers Place, between the restaurants, between the hotel, between the main rink, between the practice rink. And also, like, when the Regina Pats come through or these junior teams come through, there's a good 6 to 8 dressing rooms. And that's kind of not even trying. That's just, oh, well, let's, you know, we've got a couple junior teams. I remember at one point there was a junior game happening. There was an NHL game happening, and there were some Canadian teams, like a U-17 squad that was there, and they just, you're there, you're there, you're there. The facilities are really, truly fantastic. But I don't know 100% what all the criteria is and the checklist is. I mean, Vegas obviously is an exciting opportunity out west. Vancouver has a lot to offer as well, but certainly as a hometown guy who covers a hometown team, I'm not saying that Edmonton is better than other places, but I do believe I can say that they would not be going wrong if they came to the capital of Alberta.
Gary Mahura is watching today in Red Deer. He's the uncle of Ducks defenseman Josh Mahura, St. Yeah. Albert kid. He says, can you ask Gene if he knows that barbershops are open now?
And I know. I know. I was actually checking out my hair. It's gray. It's full. It's like, it's kind of, I can kind of get it going back into the 80s here. Ooh. Where, you know, I look more like Gino Vannelli here with the little cars. Tails on the end. I mean, you know what happens is, you know, through COVID, I just kind of let it grow. And my plan was, and this is probably more information that people need, is to have it grow to the end of the season. The idea being the Oilers are going to be in the playoffs, and likely I would have cut it short right at the end of the regular season, so I had my playoff haircut. Well, as we know, there's been no finish to the season, and now we're not sure if we're going straight into the playoffs or what's going to happen. And now I kind of like it long. It's not great first thing in the morning, I must say. We'll have to send a photo one day if you really want to scare your viewers. But, you know, you shower and you throw in a bunch of product, and it kind of looks okay. But I'm starting to like it. And I had hair like this back in the 80s. So here we are, you know, 2020, and it's back.
You got a lot of cool things going on. 80s hair, puns, props, obviously. So it's great. Good for you. And so back to serious for a second. I'm seeing the Oilers fans' comments, how they're upset that the Oilers should have to play anybody in round one of the play-in round, and they're upset that they got to play the Chicago Blackhawks. Where do you stand on that argument?
Well, I think you just got to look at the big picture, and if you had told somebody a month ago that hockey's coming back, I think they would have taken it with no addendums or any additions or subtractions. We'll just take it. Then you get closer to having it return and you start to find out some of the details. Now, as I'm sure you, I know you guys know, and some of your viewers may or may not know, if the Oilers had won that last game against Winnipeg, which literally and figuratively was the last game before the NHL pause, they would be in a top four position, and you know, Oilers fans wouldn't be complaining. I guess Dallas Stars fans might be complaining now that they would have to take on an arch rival like the Chicago Blackhawks. You know, it's not great. I don't want to say that it's not fair. They're trying to figure something out to get the game back on the ice, and there's no way that you're going to be able to get everybody saying, yeah, two thumbs up, we're all for it. So that's why I think small picture, and you know, especially if Edmonton gets upset, right, you'd be saying, hang on a sec here. They were a number two seed, potentially could have been a number one seed in their division. Definitely home ice. But here we are trying to get the game back at one, two, three, four rinks somewhere in North America. So I think that once the series starts, if it ends up being Edmonton and Chicago, that they'll be happy. Certainly if there's an upset and the Hawks are able to turn things around and the Oilers, people would be very disappointed. But they got to find a plan, and it's going to be a plan that not everyone's going to like. But I think everyone's going to love when it comes to just seeing hockey teams back playing.
For sure. And my take is, if you are Stanley Cup contenders, which I believe the Oilers are, you're going to use Chicago as practice. You're not going to have the rust of those top seeds. And you got, if you're going to win the Stanley Cup, you got to beat them all anyways. So take it for what it is and the positives. And by the way, our Winnipeg viewers, Gene, say that we need to talk about them more. We're quite Edmonton-focused here for whatever reason. I'm an Oilers fan, grew up. But there's a Winnipeg viewer, John Ohm, writes in and he says, we miss you, Gene, from the CKND stories. Do you have any funny stories from your time Winnipeg television?
Well, I do remember one with Darren Millard, who's now working in Vegas. And, you know, my wife is from Winnipeg. It's where I met her. So I certainly have, fond memories of going there, working there, meeting my future bride, having three kids. Her family's all there. So certainly Winnipeg is a place we get to, well, a couple times a year. And that's not relevant to hockey. I get there once or twice with hockey, and hopefully at least once for family reasons. And I do remember one year when there was with Darren, we were working on the desk, CKND Sports Line, and I wish I had a... We were wearing those, like, I always say, the Michel Goulet helmet. And this is when there was just the start of talk about concussions and the impact of concussions. And some professor from Harvard or one of those schools had come out with that sometimes work around the house can be dangerous, and that you should wear a helmet while you're working around the home. So Millard put on one of those Michel Goulet helmets, and he was pretending to spray, and I just whacked him over the head with a stick. Actually, kind of, he didn't get concussed, but he was a bit dazed because it just was like, whoa, you hit me a little harder. You know, to make it real, you got to kind of hit them for real. Otherwise, if you just sort of stop. But, you know, I had a boss back then, Joe Piscucci, and we used to do the show, which was 22 minutes of content, and he would put in 18 minutes of content, and then he put in 4 minutes for fooling around time. And, you know, not to name drop a lot, but, you know, Jay and Dan do a great job on their show. And not to say that we were Jay and Dan, but back in the early to mid-90s, it was that sort of free-flowing ability to do those kinds of things, to use your creativity. And I got to thank Sportsnet for allowing me to continue to do that. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I think I learned something trying to quickly tell the story after the cup run in 06 to game 7. The Oilers, you know, they lost Chris Pronger, they lost a lot of games, they only won two of their last 20, and I found myself as, you know, kind of the first impression of every game. And I didn't want to come out and say, lost 5-7, power plays 28th, goals against average sits 30th, or whatever the numbers might be. So I thought, you know, let's find some positives and let's really hit on those positives. That ended up leading to some puns. That ended up leading to some props for me to help tell the story, because I'm a bit of a one-man show to start the game anyways. And here we are almost 15 years later, still doing it. You know, not quite Frank Sinatra. You know, I did it my way, but I'll keep doing it that way until someone says, no, you need to stop. No more of that. Again, in this day and age, you got to be a little more careful and a little more correct with what you say and do. You don't want to offend, even one person. So you got to be, going through more layers, I think. That's one of the things that changed. I used to just do it. That's it. And now I pass it by a couple people just to make sure that I might not be seeing something that they see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I tell these young guys, it's not so bad to have a little gray in our hair, Gino. Like Mike Lonsbro and Mike Toth were the Jay and Dan there were Jay and Dan.
Legendary.
Yeah, in the 80s in Calgary. 100%. Yeah, so it's like, don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Yep. Those were great days on local network, local affiliate television in Canada.
I worked in Lethbridge and I used to watch those guys, you know, Mike and Mike, they were fantastic. So there are lots of people that sort of lead the way that are somewhat pioneers. And even before them, that get us to where we are today.
No doubt. Gene, this has been awesome. As always, we'll be looking for you in the playoffs. I appreciate the time, my man, and stay safe.
Yeah. Same to you and your viewers. And anytime, let me know.
Thanks, Gino. Gene Principe checking in from Edmonton. And when we come back from the break, Joel Anthony, two-time NBA All-Star, Montreal product. The guy should be Canadian sports royalty. He should be in the Order of Canada. Maybe he is, and I missed it.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. He's the newest member of the Hamilton Honey Badgers front office. Some more thoughts on Gino. We got a lot of comments coming in here on that on the Facebook wall. We'll be right back. Having fun on this Tuesday morning, episode 240 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show continues after this break. Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, on this Tuesday morning. We got a lot of comments coming in here, so hold on to those guys in the back. Robert Kazakoff wants to know if I missed the Quebec Nordique. Why would anybody ask that? And thoughts on the Avs' third jerseys. Brady Witt is all up us about Steve Nash. And others saying Steve Nash is royalty. There's more than one in the royal family, is there not?
I thought so.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
My God, stand down. Steve Nash never won a championship. Joel Anthony did, however, twice with the Miami Heat, and he joins us on video chat today. Newest member of the Hamilton Honey Badgers front office. How you doing, Joel? Thanks for joining us.
Doing good, Ron. Thanks for having me.
So much to get through with you. And before we go through your very colorful NBA story in basketball history, the thing that I'm dying to ask is, what made you want to get into personnel in the CEBL and as a consultant with the Honey Badgers?
Well, one of the main things was timing. I just recently retired this year from basketball. So with some more time on my hand, I wanted to really just find a way to give back to the game and to be able to, you know, to continue to be around it and to be able to, help a team in a different, different form. So I'm good friends with Jermaine Anderson, who's the GM right now with the Honey Badgers. And, we've talked a lot and have kept in communication and have done some work together. And just in terms of basketball with helping out, assisting with the Raptors 905 a little bit, just unofficially at the side. So it just kind of worked itself out like that, where, once he took the job, was someone that who's really looking towards coming down and being able to help those guys out. So it was really almost a no-brainer for me just with the opportunity to be able to do that.
Well, good for you, because not so many guys want to give back at this point in their career. So I automatically respect you. But for those that don't know, we mentioned two-time NBA All-Star, but a lot of time with the Miami Heat and some big contracts with the Heat, by the way. Celtics, Pistons, Spurs, and just wrapped up with Sam Lorenzo. But I just got to ask you, how did you get from Montreal to lining up beside Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat and being undrafted, by the way? It tells me that you are a worker.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of hard work, a lot of sacrifice, a lot of patience. My story just, I'm pretty fortunate when I get a chance to look back on it, especially now, finally being done playing, getting a chance to look back on it and just, taking the time to appreciate the journey that I was able to go on. I wasn't able to do it completely on my own. I had a lot of people that were that were there to help and support me. And, from Montreal, not a lot of people, especially back then, were able to really have an opportunity to play high-level, really high-level basketball. And so I definitely understand how fortunate I've been, how blessed I've been to be able to get this far.
From our viewers, if you don't mind taking a couple of viewers' questions. From our intern, Alan, sure, the Asian sensation. He says, hey, Joel, did you know who wanted to do the Harlem Shake with the Heat during your time?
Yeah, it was mostly Bron's idea. So we're coming back from a flight, and we saw, I think it was the Raptors, that had done the last one. A couple of teams had been doing it. It started to really turn into a thing. And so after seeing the last the last video, we all decided, look, like, this is something that we all wanted to get into. So by the time the plane landed, everyone had a plan. We're going to make sure we had a little camera crew come down to film it. Guys were gonna, make sure they go to Party City that day or whatever to get whatever they needed for costumes, and we're just gonna get it done. So we went a little bit earlier before practice and just got that done. But it was pretty much his idea to want to really do it, but everyone just really jumped on board because it was just something that was gonna be fun for us to be able to do.
That is a close-knit team. Right, yeah. There. And which kind of rolls, yeah, into our next question. Brady writes in and says, what was it like playing with LeBron, and how does he compare as a leader to MJ? Obviously, you watched The Last Dance. Do you see any similarities there?
Yeah, definitely. Just the desire to want to be able to win, at all costs, and, really to want to be great. You know, he's someone that, you know, once you're around him, you're really able to see. Obviously, you know, as someone on the outside looking in at first, you know, you're able to see how talented he is and his drive. But being around someone like that every day, you're really able to see what, you know, how far he goes, you know, the amount of time he takes into, you know, taking care of himself, you know, physically, you know, mentally, where, you know, where he is in terms of just being out of, you know, unrealistic level, you know, IQ wise in terms of how he thinks about the game. And I think they're both of their demands for, you know, wanting to really be great and wanting to, you know, play, you know, not just themselves personally, but wanting their team to play at the highest level. I think that's, you know, one of the biggest comparisons I could see between the two.
You know, we mentioned to our viewers that you're a two-time NBA champion, but this is the second burning question I have for you. You played in 2011 NBA Finals, averaged 20 points a game or 20 minutes a game on the court, but you guys lost to Dallas. What did you learn in that with LeBron? What did you learn that propelled you to two championships the next 2 years?
You know, it was really one, the experience of just going through that for, some of us, it was our first NBA Finals. But it was our first as a group. You know, one of the most difficult things is to be able to put a team together and, you know, go straight to the championship, you know, go straight to the championship and win it. You know, Boston, you know, was able to pull that off, but most teams, you know, do take time. So, after that first year, you know, we were still trying to figure things out, but I feel after that first year and on top of that, we had a lockout, you remember, right after that. So we're kind of sitting on that loss for a pretty long time, which made it worse. But I think in terms of the motivation and understanding of once we came back together, you know, we had all that experience where, you know, we're gelling a lot better. And also we were, you know, we understood what we had to do, but I feel we're more desperate in terms of trying to understand we had to win. You know, it was really about winning now. And, you know, that was always the goal, but it became so much more important that second year because we had that experience together, because we had that time. And at that point, we knew what we had to do. And we truly felt that it was, you know, it was definitely our time.
That is a fascinating answer. And now it's a flood of questions have come in. I'm going to combine two into one, and then we'll let you go, Joel, okay? John in Winnipeg wants to know, what was it like to play under Coach Pat Riley? And Trevor wants to know, what was it like being teammates with Chris Birdman Anderson? Can you answer both of those?
Yeah. Playing for Pat, that was, you know, for me, you know, to have my first, for him to be my first NBA coach, you know, as a rookie, was definitely, you know, special for me. His, you know, basically everything that he is and that he embodies as a coach, as an individual, you know, you could see it throughout that organization. So, getting to understand who he is, even after he left my first year and, you know, solely focused on being team president. You know, you could really see like how influential he was, he is on that organization. And, you know, for me to be able to learn from that and have that to be my blueprint, my guide, you know, once I got into the NBA, it was, you know, it really something that really changed my life. So, you know, definitely happy to have been able to play for someone like that, you know, a Hall of Fame coach like that. And in terms of Bird is definitely one of the best, you know, teammates you could ask for. Sometimes I don't know if he's misunderstood, but, you know, definitely, I actually first met him when I was first coming out of school. We were playing over in Las Vegas and it was he was, you know, just so, it's really hard to explain a little bit, but He's just someone that you definitely always want to be around. Like once you get to know him, you know, he definitely has an understanding for a game. You know, so someone that really helped me out even when I was just, you know, a kid out of college, you know, trying to make it to the league. And he didn't know me. He was actually trying to get back into the NBA as well. And so once we're able to be teammates together, you know, he's someone that, you know, you could always go to battle with. Every day, you know, 24/7.
Well, Joel, this has been absolutely outstanding. We're big CEBL fans, Saskatchewan Rattlers, the defending champions, but I just was very excited to see that you're joining the league. You got a lot to add, so thanks for doing that, by the way, and hopefully we can do it again. Stay safe out there, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
You betcha. Joel Anthony joining us on video chat today of the Hamilton Honey Badgers. And I do love getting down with some NBA talk.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't happen very often here.
No, it doesn't. But our viewers love it. And who knew, right?
Who knew?
That it was such a big thing, you know, that people were that are so into it up here, right? You just don't see Canada and think basketball right away, but it's coming.
You're starting to.
It's turning big time with the Raptors and the Canadian content and the NBA, and Joel's a great ambassador for the game.
Two-time NBA champion, something that Steve Nash can't say. And he played a lot. Not that I don't like Steve Nash, but I'm just like, why is this guy not in the conversation?
Right. He should be.
Starting to get upset. Prairie Mobile text line, by the way, from Zach. Chris Johnson from Sportsnet is reporting that NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman will make a formal announcement on the NHL's return to play today at 4:30 p.m. on Sportsnet Eastern. Thank you, Zach and Calgary, for being on top of that. And a few people have written in and said the same thing on the Facebook wall. Well, let's see if that NHL insider that told me they're going to start the playoffs August 1st was right. If they announce that today, remember where you heard it first. If that's wrong, forget where you heard it. Is that fair?
That is fair. That's good.
From yesterday, I got to get to a couple text messages here that we did not get to. One, Jim from Bigger, Saskatchewan writes in, New York may be big, but we're bigger. A great show today. Fantastic guests. Randy is the rock star without a doubt. That was from yesterday, obviously.
Yeah.
And Randy Ambrosi did win the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions.
Think I'll wear the hat?
The Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions hats are done. And Roxanne and Darnell are bringing the hats in on Friday. They want to do a ceremony. Did you see the Facebook message?
Give Frenzy.
Yeah, they want to give Frenzy his hat because he's won it the most of anybody. You know the guy's never going to take it off.
Oh, yeah.
They want to hang out for a while. They're more than welcome to do that. We're big fans of Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Anonymous texter writes in, and I hope he's watching today because it was yesterday that he wrote, "Hey, Dupes.
Hello.
When do you expect double XL hoodies to be in stock again?"
It's a great question. That'll depend on how fast we can get our shipping in. We talked to our partner, Sean, who was in here, a couple of weeks
ago? TG Marketing.
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago from TG Marketing. So we got to get some supplies in, and we're working on that deal now. So all I can say is TBD, but watch the store, watch the show. When they're in there, we'll be pumping them out on the store.
Obviously, coronavirus, COVID has screwed up a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And I know one is production of our merch, but I know you want to get it out there as much as anybody does. I know that. It's not like you're dragging your feet or anything.
Yeah.
Regarding Abu's comments yesterday that players will be hesitant to go back to play if it's a quarantine city scenario. If it's months on end away from your family. And I mean, I didn't agree with not Abu's stance necessarily. I don't agree with any player's stance. Nor clearly does Chad from Yorkton, because he writes in and he says, "I am a carpenter. I was on the road for many, many years. Even when my kids were first born, you do what you have to do." That's where I come from. And I do remember Greg Marshall when he was the head coach of the Rough Riders back in 2011. I don't know if it was, I think it was in a news conference, but we might have just been talking like this, which we did a lot. And he talked about how his family had been in Guelph or Kingston or somewhere while he was bouncing around from team to team to team. And there's, you know, his kids were growing up. They were through high school and he was out coaching and his wife and kids were there. I said, that must be tough. And he goes, you do what you have to do. And he's not making millions.
No.
And nor is anybody in the CFL, quite frankly. But does it matter that these other, the big four are? Does it? Doesn't it? Does it not? You know, when money isn't necessarily your sole thing, but providing is, you really do what you have to do.
Well, yeah. And we often just, again, we can't look outside of our own little bubble, right? So when you see somebody making millions of dollars, you think they don't got to worry about money. Because if I had millions of dollars, I'd be flying high. Well, if you're making millions of dollars, unfortunately, those people don't have the same expenses as you and I do, right? They've got greater expenses because they're living the million-dollar lifestyle. So they all have bills to pay, and they all live within their means. So if they're making that kind of – that's why they're all broke when they leave the game. You know, they live within their means. So I don't know that they're living paycheck to paycheck, but it's the same deal. You spend what you have, right? Or that's the idea. So – they need to work, too, and you do what you got to do. I totally get that. It all depends on how desperate your situation is. How much are you stretching that paycheck every time you get it?
I tell you, this is all the stuff that people haven't hasn't dawned on them yet. And I know we're out of time, so I'll make this quick. People are going to have less discretionary money in their account than they've probably ever had right now. Mm-hmm. So if they say and see athletes that don't want to play for these reasons, and they believe, like, they're out chopping wood every day to support their family, and these players don't want to, maybe they won't be buying tickets. Maybe they won't be watching. This is something that where the fans more than ever will have their say than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So if you don't like the attitude of the players, and it's not all players, of course, but there will be some dissenters, then you can vote with your wallet. And then the teams are really going to be in trouble. That's where everybody's really got to come together down the line here, because we're not going right back to the way it was. We obviously we're not. We'll continue this next hour, okay? Sean Simpson of TSN Ottawa is going to join us. Perfect timing because Gary Bettman's got his announcement at 2:30 p.m. SAS time today on the return to play for the NHL. And superfan Cameron Hughes. It's just going to be fantastic. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Canada's morning sports talk show on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it. And when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.